Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. Smooth drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Tonight, we gonna talk shit like we always do. Well, I'm gonna talk shit. Please come to join in with me while I'm talking. Anyway, if you want to holler with me, you can give me a call, 646-929-2037. That is the number. Once again, 646-929-2037. You can call in and holler at me. Also, I know some of y'all are a little too afraid, shy, whatever you want to call it. Give me a call so you can email me your thoughts and concerns and comments at dick@smoothdrama.com. Once again, you can hit me up on the email tip if you're too afraid to call at dick@smoothdrama.com. Also, if you just so happen to be one of the people who are in listening to me, or if you're one of the people who are fortunate enough to see me on Smooth Drama TV and see my face that's made for radio, you can either hit me up in the chat room there or on the Blog Talk chat room, and your questions and comments will be answered and addressed there also. Plus, because, you know, it's all about stalking nowadays, if you want to stalk me and you want me to stalk you, you can text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. Once again, text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411 so you can keep up with what we got happening here at Smooth Drama, any special events, anything we plan on being at. So, look forward to hearing from y'all. Probably not like Clarence Thomas' wife, well, not Clarence Thomas, but Anita Hill was looking forward to Clarence Thomas' wife calling, who, coincidentally, she came out and says, you know what, I think calling Anita Hill was a mistake. For those of you who don't know, Clarence Thomas was a Supreme Court justice, a point where he was looking to be appointed. And Anita Hill is, what, 20-some years ago, whatever. She had accused him of following her, you know. Anyway, long story short, his wife, about 3-4 weeks ago, called up Anita Hill, left her a voicemail saying, hey, you know what? If you'd like to apologize, we would gladly accept it. She, of course, called the FBI and all that. It was kind of funny. And now she comes out, right? A couple of weeks later, talking about, you know what, I think it was probably a mistake. Whoo! You think? I'm thinking you're probably the only person who didn't think it was a mistake, because you're stupid like that. Anyway, what was a mistake? Well, what wasn't a mistake? Mike Epps got into it with paparazzi at his wife's party. Now, the funny thing about this party, it was his wife's birthday celebration. He was at a club in Detroit. And that's what happened, you know, because it's a private celebration. And, you know, he had asked the photographer a few times, please don't film. you know, this is a private celebration. This isn't for the world. This isn't one of those I'm trying to get photo op, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's just a birthday party, you know, and a romantic birthday party. You want a family and friends and not the world. Well, I guess homie refused to stop taking pictures and harassing Mrs. Epps. And so Mike took it upon himself to say, you know what? I'm going to bust your ass. So he went and bust his ass. There's a video. I suggest you check out the video. The video is kind of funny, where it's a blur, but you know they kind of show Mike Epps whooping on his ass. It's must see. I know I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was very, very funny, very informative. I just go check. I mean, I don't see Mike Epps doing anything wrong. I know some folks are like, well, it's the press, and that's a part of the whole showbiz success deal. But I'm sorry. There's a time and a place for all that. And, you know, the birthday party for the wife, he not trying to get no publicity. Let it ride. Don't be there. But I guess he got the ass whooping, and of course, I'm sure he's going to take Mike Epps to court and going to try to sue like they always do. And sometimes I think that they do that shit on purpose so that they can get some extra money. You know, them benefits. Because I'm going to take it that they don't make a lot of money with photographs, whatnot, unless you can get some really, really compromising ones. Oh, well. Anyway, hope you enjoyed that ass whooping, and I hope you're very unsuccessful in court. Now, Juan Williams, this is a dude who I'm sure not a lot of people know, because I had saw him. You know, you see him on these political hack shows, whatnot. Every now and again, I watch him just to see what some of these suckers are saying. Juan Williams used to be a radio talk show host on NPR. He was fired for saying something that somebody found offensive, and so they fired him. You know, like, quote-unquote, liberals don't get offended, too. It's kind of funny. They talk about liberals, conservatives, like there's a difference between the two. I ain't never saw the difference, but maybe somebody else has, and y'all can explain it to me. I still won't believe it. Anyway, Juan Williams comes out, you know, because after he got fired by NPR and was talking, he started talking all this conservative talk or whatever you want to call it. It's all the same to me once again. He got hired by Fox News, and so he's a Fox News commentator, and he has a $2 million contract. Why I'm mentioning the money? Because some of you don't know, hopefully you do know, the president passed a bill, well, extended the tax cuts for everybody. And while he was extending the tax cuts to everybody, they also extended unemployment benefits for those who are unemployed. And Mr. Williams says, well, benefits, unemployment benefits for Americans jobless would weaken their value system because potential employers will look and see that, gee, they've been out forever. It doesn't make sense. And I think that's partly playing into this cycle. And at some point, then it becomes a matter of you lose your work ethic, your values are impacted. You know, getting up, showing up, dressing well, all that good stuff. So I don't know that that's smart. quote unquote. Now, would he be saying this shit if he was one of those people that was unemployed and he was filing for his unemployment benefit? Hell no. He's saying that shit because, as always, people who are getting benefits like tax cuts for the wealthy and the rich, and he is one of the rich since he is a millionaire, they're happy when they get money. But for some reason, they're not happy with the scraps that the little guy gets. It's funny that a millionaire is coming out talking about, oh, well, they don't have work ethic because they've been out so long. Well, they've been out forever because there are no jobs to get. Somehow you don't correlate that fact. Recession, not a lot of jobs out there to get. So you don't have a job, don't get a job. That don't make sense. Obviously it don't to Mr. Williams, sucker that he is. It's a shame. Yeah. The people who are happy with getting their tax, not happy with getting their tax cuts, they want to talk about po' folks. They got beef with po' folks. Happy. That's all you got to do. But, you know, I'm just going to call him the selfish sucker that he is. I really don't have anything good to say. So, as my grandma used to say, if you got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. I'm going to rise above all that and just be cheesy and go into first break song. It's Dougie Fresh, Oldie But Goodie. Keep rising to the top.
Yeah. It's about that time. It's about that time to get paid. Get laid. Cool in the shade. Drink a little bit of lemonade. Let me tell you what I want. Yo, I wanted this to be special, something more than any other feeling that you felt before. Pushing through the doors, I see girls having a good time. I might say a rhyme, old school, new school, no school rule. But other than that, everything is cool. I see guys and girls dancing, doing the new dances. That's a hit while I'm over here romancing. You ain't shit, it's no need to curse. Ask me who she is and let me tell you first. Slow down, be cool, and don't act ill. I came to have a good time, party and chill with you. And don't worry, sweetheart, I'm still with you. And after we leave, we will continue with our plans. My plans are made to be broken, smoking. I'm not joking. Try to diss me and I'll give you a token. Cause I'm the type of brother that can't be stopped. And no matter what, I'm gonna
keep running to the door.
While my mind say, come on. Yeah, come on. You know what?
Cause we're the Get Fresh Crew.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, yeah. Music is bumping, good atmosphere. Jamil and Barry, they must have beat me here. There, in the booth, which is all soundproof, playing dope jams to rock the youth. But the MC on the mic shouted out, we got the Get Fresh Crew stars in the house. And as the crowd started breaking, I didn't reply, cause the only stars I know is in the sky. So we continue through the venue, didn't pretend to be nothing but Doug E. As a brother extended out his hand to me and asked me, would I rock the microphone? I just gave him a pound and I said shalom. Sharp as a harp played by a musician, my body tone is like a throne. When Calvin Klein, Obsession, Cologne, etc., etc., in a cashmere sweater, I'm in a Cherokee, Jewels in an Audi, and Barry B is riding with me. You see, we're the type of brothers that can't be stopped, and no matter what, we're gonna
keep riding to the top.
While my mind say, come on. Let the beat drop. Pump it up. Yeah, 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 yeah. You know why? Cause we're the Get Fresh Crew. Yeah. fresh crew, yeah. Yeah. Huh. Cause they're the good fresh crew, yeah. Cause we're the Get 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 Fresh Crew, yeah.
Together you got to move,
Smooth. All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Dougie Fresh. Keep rising to the top. So we're gonna rise above the negativity. We're gonna be positive until we gotta diss somebody. Always gotta diss somebody, because always people who are talking stupid and talking against common sense. You know, I'm all about common sense. Oh, and speaking of common sense, got a few comments here. Yeah. I love reading comments. So these are comments from my Smooth Drama group. Start off with Chrissy M. from Ida Bell, Oklahoma. What's up, Chrissy? What's up with some people who dislike another because of size? I think we should wake up and realize everybody's different, and that's what makes the world great. I love the fact that we come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. Sort of like Eminem. Eminem's all the same size and shape, but they are different colors. But yeah, that's a great point. You know, people shouldn't dislike others because of for bringing that out. And big shout out to all my people in Ida Bell, Oklahoma. I don't know where that is, but big shout out to y'all. Next, I have a comment from 100% in Dayton, Ohio. I actually wrote someone a long response about this same topic. To sum it up, I actually think, and this was about men disrespecting women, by the way. I actually think that's the new line, a new way of attracting a lot of women. Sometimes we as women get sidetracked and forget to actually put them to the test. Just because they say they are looking for a good woman doesn't make them a good man. True? That is very true indeed. And thank you for the comment, 100%. And big shout out to my people down in Dayton, Ohio. I know where Dayton, Ohio is. Not that I've been there, but big shout out to them anyway. Last but not least, Eve Goddess out of Albany, New York, wrote, "My issue is that many men lost themselves to corrupt government and forgot how to get to know a woman and how to chivalrize a lady. Where are the damn gentlemen at after a long, hard day full of shitty work, harassment from stupid-ass company controllers who give you a salary for handling all the garbage for 8 or more hours a day? Shit. I don't know. But you know what you need to do? You got it. You get off work and they've been getting on your nerves, whatnot. You know what I would do? I would run one of them big, long, hot bubble baths, grab a good book, and just let your imagination take you away and get out of the world and just concentrate on non-suckers like these company controllers that's getting on your damn nerves, got you cussing on the internet, Anyway, thank you once again. And big shout out to my people in Albany, New York. So thank y'all for your comments. And keep them coming. I'll read them. You know, because I, of course, want to hear from you. Because it's a beautiful thing to connect to people all over the world. Or something like that. Oh, speaking of connecting, for those of you who don't know, not that it's important, but yes, Jay-Z wrote a book. And, it's called Decoded. And supposedly, this book is Jay-Z decoding Black English. So that I'm assuming non-Black people and Black people who don't really hang around Black people will understand. I just like to have a video camera to see who actually would buy this shit. Like, I'm going to learn Black English. I'm sorry. He wrote a book about Black English. Oh, so Jay-Z is not only going to rhyme for you, he's going to enlighten you by breaking down what he's saying so that you, too, non-Black English speakers and understanding, can understand. I'm sorry. y'all, somebody read the book and let me know what that's about. It's just funny to me. I don't know. I hope it's a good read. I won't be reading it anytime soon. I think I got a handle on it. I understand the vernacular just a little bit. But I want to talk about something serious. Chicago's Cabrini Green Project been shut down for good. Now this is not nothing new. It's something that's been a long time coming. And when I think about Cabrini Green getting shut down, it reminds me of what happened in my hometown, New Orleans, where after Katrina, a lot of the projects, they didn't open them back up. My man on the scene, this is Black Steel. What's happening, man?
Dick Hugger, what's up with you, man? What's going on?
I'm dead, man. I'm dead. I'm talking about, have you heard that they shut down the Cabrini Green projects? They are tearing them down. For most people, some people will think it's a good thing. I mean, I'm not against it per se. The projects, to me, as a conspiracy theorist guy, I always looked at it like project because it's an experiment. You know, projects are scientific experiments, and I always looked at projects as scientific experiments, like a test tube community, so that the powers that be can study people who are trapped all up on top of each other and see how they react. That's how I looked at it. Some people may not think of it like that, but I've always thought of it like that.
Exactly. It's an experiment where they, you know, and it's a controlled experiment where they take
right.
a group of people and put them in this environment and see how they interact, how they adapt to it. Can they overcome it? You know, I'm with you too. It was basically set up, you know, to, you know, know, to try to keep the black people or the slaves, you know, in one controlled environment.
Right. Now, what I find interesting, because this was built in 1942, like most of the projects, they were built right after World War II. Now that they're tearing them down, is the experiment over? And, you know, the question is, what's next? That's a scary thought.
Back to the plantation?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we've been going through gentrification in all the all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who don't understand what gentrification is, that's where they go to urban low income areas, and they quote unquote revitalize the community, meaning push all the poor people out by pricing it out, and then, you know, people come in, swoop in, and buy cheap property and make a buck off of it, or a million. So
definitely,
you look at it, yeah. I mean, that's kind of what's been happening all across the country. And you start pushing people in different directions in different areas where you want them to go. And when you see the project go away, like I said, as a conspiracy guy, I say, is the experiment over? And what's next on the menu? You know, because we know that tearing down the projects, they're not building something for the betterment of people. I mean, I think we know by now that there is no betterment of the people. They don't give a damn about the common man. I was talking about earlier. I know you heard about the tax cut that was extended for quote unquote everybody, but you know, basically the tax cut doesn't really do the common guy any good. I mean, the tax cut is really for the rich and the wealthy.
No doubt. And it's always tax cut. You know, the more you make, the more, you know, government will cut taxes. But, you know, they'll implement, you know, a tax here, you know, a small tax there for, you know, the regular working man. You know, I get paid, you know, I look at my check and I'm like, man, you know, it's just like, you know, there's always a tax, or, you know, there's a new sales tax they want to institute, they want to raise that, you know. It's getting harder and harder to deal with it.
Right. Well, the funny thing is, when you talk about taxes, you also talk about the things that are taken out in your check, like, you know, the Medicare. And for the people who actually work and get it taken out of their check, you do not qualify for Medicare. But you're forced to pay for it anyway. I'm like, isn't that like that whole thing that they were talking about fighting over, taxation without representation? Why am I paying for something that I can't use?
No doubt, yep.
I mean, last time I checked, that's what that meant. But I'm not gonna go in and dwell on that. I actually I saw some. Now, you as a man with kids, and you know, you got the daughters right now, you know that there's a Janet Jackson Barbie doll.
Janet Jackson sorry doll?
No, Barbie doll.
Oh, Barbie doll, okay.
Yeah, Barbie doll. Well, you know, I was like, oh, that's cool. I guess the Mattel designer, Jacqueline Gonzalez, she made a Janet Barbie. Now, it supposedly has her short hairstyle now, her unique face and body sculpt, and supposed to mimic Janet's features.
Big lips, the big hips.
Yeah, I mean, is it gonna have the big lips and the big booty? I mean,
yeah,
not,
exactly.
You know, I mean, if you're gonna be the Janet Jackson Barbie doll, and that's not even the issue. For me, the issue is that it's not a real Barbie doll. Like, it's not going to be made available at a decent price. You know, I was like, oh, I could get nieces, whatever, a Barbie doll. But no, it cost $750 for this Janet Jackson Barbie doll.
Damn.
Yeah, that's what I said. $750. Not 750 cents. $750 goddamn dollars. That's a lot of cash for a doll.
Damn. Hey, it's cheaper to go to Janet Jackson's concert. Then to buy the doll.
That's a few concerts.
I'm saying. Hey, sit in front row. God damn, $750.
Exactly. Yeah, $750.
It's a conspiracy, brother.
Yeah, I know. You priced the black doll out of context.
Shit, they price it out of everybody's price range.
well, that's what I'm saying. It's ridiculous. I don't understand it. I guess if you're somebody who wants to collect dolls and you love Janet, you can get you a $750 doll of your choice.
And then my thing is, how many of those do you think they're going to sell? Or before they realize, well, you know, we made all these dolls, we ain't making a profit, so therefore we have to.
Man, how much you think it costs to make a doll? I'm gonna take an educated guess that it's not made in America.
Yeah, maybe $3.
$3. It costs less than that to make tennis shoes. So I'm gonna guess this doll, even if it was made for $3 each, which I doubt, I'm gonna go with 30 cents because it's plastic and paint.
Uh-huh.
You know, they make a lot of money. $750 for one of those? I don't think so.
Yeah. So, yeah, for that one, we can next.
Yeah. And on that note, we're going to take a little commercial song break. This is Mos Def beef, because we got beef with those prices. So we're going to let Mos Def articulate our beef for us.
Beef is not what Jay said to Nas. Beef is when the working folks can't find jobs.
Yeah.
So they trying to find niggas to rob. Trying to find bigger guns so they can finish the job.
Woo.
Beef is when the crack babies can't find moms. Cause they end up behind box, a lot behind bars. Beef ain't the summer jam for Hot 97. Beef is the cocaine and AIDS epidemic. Beef don't come with a radio edit. Beef is when the judge is calling you defendant. Beef, it come with a long jail sentence. Handed down to you in a few short minutes. Beef is when your girl come through for a visit to tell you that she pregnant by some other nigga. Beef is high blood pressure and bad credit. Need a loan for your home, but you're too broke to get it.
What?
And all your little kids doing is getting bigger. You're trying not to raise them around these wild niggas. Beef is when a gold digger got your seat in a manicured handout like, hey, me nigga. Or I'm telling your wife for starting up some foul rumor that'll ruin your life. Beef is when a gangster ain't doing it right. Another gangster's undecided what to do with his life. Beef is not what these famous niggas do on the mic. Beef is what George Bush would do in the fight.
Yeah.
Beef is what Josh said to 50. But beef is Walt and Irv not being here with me when a soldier ends his life with his own gun. Beef is trying to figure out what to tell his son. Beef is oil prices and geopolitics. Beef is Iraq, the West Bank, and Gaza Strip. Some beef is big and some beef is small. But what y'all call beef is not beef at all. Beef is real life happening every day. And it's realer than them songs that you gave to K Slay. This has been a real nigga PSA from Mos Def, Pretty Flacco, Black Dante, and the Black Star Embassy. B to the K.
together you got smooth plumber.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, and my main man, Black Steel, my co-host with the most. That.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Yes, that was Mos Def. Beef. That's what beef really is.
And all yeah, that and goes. Mos Def put it very well, too.
Yes. Yes, the only way to put it. The only way to put it. Now, speaking of beef, Riff, tell Tactivist up here in the San Francisco area, who there's a guy named Lloyd Schofield who wants to add a law on the books in Frisco. He wants to ban all male circumcision before the age 17. He says he wants to make it unlawful to circumcise, excise, cut, or mutilate the whole or any part of the foreskin, testicles, or penis of anyone 17 years or younger in San Francisco. I want to ask you, what do you think of that?
Why is it any of his business anyways? Hey, he should be glad some little young cat under the age of 7 or at least, you know, 17 or 18 or whatever will say, look, I don't want kids, you know, I don't even want to have that issue, you know, dealing with kids or whatever, you know. Not me, but I'm just saying if somebody in that situation wants to do it, hey, it's up to them.
Well, we talking about circumcision, man. You know, like when babies get snipped.
Oh, I'm tripping.
Yeah.
I'm totally in left field.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think none of these little infants were thinking about making other little infants.
hey, bring me back, man.
I understand part of it. I mean,
yeah.
Cause doctors say that there's no real difference either way. I mean, it's a preference, and
yeah, exactly.
A lot of, you know, it's the circumcision is like a Jewish tradition. You know, some people would say it's biblical, whatnot. But, you know, it's neither here nor there. You know, there's the people on one side who are like, hey, who are you to cut or mutilate my child? And then there's the people who are like, well, it's a health thing and it's something that's done all the time. I mean, it's done and I think a lot of people just do it just because everybody else does it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think anybody does any real research on whether or not my kid being circumcised, is there going to be any lasting impact on them in the future. You know, so it's sitting out there. So I'm curious how other people think about this whole circumcision deal. You know, I, for one, think that it's, I don't care either way. I mean, obviously, it doesn't really matter. It's too late for me anyhow.
Oh, you missed the cut. No.
Yeah. I don't think the doctor missed, though, so it happened. Now, you know, you probably know, most people know, I'm not a real big fan of this time of year. I think this is the worst time of the year. I know some folks would disagree with me, that whole bah humbug, you're not feeling the seasons. But I always think this is the worst time of the year because this is when if you're out there tripping, you can get caught because everybody wants to rob you this time of year so they can bring Christmas cheer to them and theirs or whatever you want to call it. I don't know. I was reading in Frisco, Santa Claus got fired.
He did.
Well, the reason why old Satan Claus got fired was he was telling his naughty or nice joke. And the guy, John Toomey, 68 years old, yes, he had been doing it for past 20 years or so, that he was fired because a couple had said that he said something that was too out there. It was inappropriate. And this was from an older woman and her husband who visited him. And I guess what he said is he asked older people who sit on his lap, which I'm like, why would you sit on another grown person's lap anyway?
Definitely,
I don't get that to begin with. But anyway, he asked him if they've been good. He said, and if they say yes, he says, gee, that's too bad, because then I asked, and then they asked if Santa Jolly, he joked that, I know where all the naughty boys and girls live. That he said. I mean, isn't that what Satan Claus is supposed to be all about? Knowing who's naughty or nice?
Yeah.
Satan Claus is coming to town. Oh, I keep saying Satan Claus.
Yo bad, brother. Yo bad.
Yeah. My bad. Okay, yeah. Santa Claus, don't sit on grown men's laps, and you'll be good. And I guess any other Satan Clauses out there, don't tell naughty jokes, because some folks can't take jokes that are naughty from Satan Claus. Moving on, speaking of naughty, you know, we got the so-called jail system, and, you know, jail is supposed to be a deterrent for crime, but as we know, shit, half the rappers and the, you know, majority of the people in the hood think of that shit as a badge of honor. You know, shit, I done been in the pen. I don't give, you know, everybody's happy to be going to jail, whatnot. Well, there was posted on Facebook, there was a guy who's a convicted murderer, Justin Walker, who's serving a 30-year sentence for killing an Oklahoma sheriff. He's an Aryan Brotherhood gang member, convicted way back in 2001, and he's serving his sentence in a Tulsa, Oklahoma prison. He's posting pictures on Facebook where he's smoking weed, posing with weapons, drinking alcohol. They got him. He's hitting the bone. And they're uploaded from his BlackBerry. He's got a BlackBerry in jail, and he's posting all this shit on Facebook. Which is funny to me, because it's like, okay, and he's so bold, or people are just so enamored with posting all their life on these social networking sites. I mean, even prisoners are like, shit, I'm going to put my shit out there. That's your taxpayer dollars at work. Prisoners have more fun than people on the outside.
And you know, it's funny that you brought that up, because there was an article that was written online that I read last week about the state of California and how they are finding an increasing amount of cell phones on, you know, people that are incarcerated. And it's funny because just over the last 3 years when they just started actually keeping tabs of all these phones that they're finding, you know, 1 year the number was, it was like 1,100. The following year was like 2,400. 2,400 cell phones in the prison system. Now that man, so, I don't know if somebody's
right.
making some money or what, but.
Well, how are they paying their bill? I mean, well, obviously we know that somebody is paying their bill, but the fact that they have cell phones is ringing and buzzing in jail. I mean, I thought jail was supposed to be a bad place.
Yeah.
I mean, well, we know it's a bad place, especially if you're somebody who you're not big enough to stop from being raped. But, I mean, aside from the rape and the constant fear of being shanked by somebody, I guess jail is a pretty good place, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. And the whole thing that sparked this whole controversy was that they found a cell phone, a BlackBerry, in the cell of Charles Manson.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's the thing. Who in the hell, I mean, Charles Manson, I mean, why is he still alive? I don't understand that. You know, the fact that they put this asshole in the in isolation so that he wouldn't get killed in the first. I don't understand it. Why does somebody like him get to stay alive?
Exactly.
I mean what they did was some of the most brutal shit ever. I mean, ever. Nasty. But he's allowed to, and he's got a cell phone. Yeah. You know, there's people out here on the outside who don't have cell phones.
Definitely.
You know, they don't even have the burner cell phone where they got to have the ones where you got to add minutes. And some of them don't even have that. But Charles Manson, a convicted murderer, been in jail forever and a day. He's got a cell phone. Probably state of the art, iPhone, whatever.
Yeah, it was a BlackBerry, and I'm like, yo, man, yeah, his phone was probably newer than mine. I'm like, I go to work every day.
Yeah, I mean, if I wasn't against the whole being raped, and you know the fear every day, jail wouldn't be that bad. Three hots in the cot.
Sure enough.
Well, that and the whole. Not just the jail, but the fact that you're looking at dudes all day.
Yeah, you ain't got to pay no taxes. You ain't got to worry about nobody nagging you.
Well, I'm thinking you're probably going to have somebody nagging you.
Well, but it ain't the kind of nagging that you may think. But, yeah, I hear you, though. Yeah, it's a different kind of nagging, but it ain't like, you know, constant nagging where you'd be like, damn, just shut the hell up.
Yeah,
because I think in that situation you're told once, and if you don't move,
but you know. I mean that's the thing. I mean, jail. The way folks pump up jail, and you know we sitting up here joking about it, but there's a lot of folks who think jail it ain't no big deal. They love it. I mean. We talk about stories where people have broken back into jail or did something so they can go back to jail.
We need to differ, there's two differences. There's jail and then there's prison.
I guess some people say the county don't count, but still. I mean, lock up is lock up. It's no freedom. You know, the fact that I can just get up and go and do what I want to do, for the most part, I don't see what's not appealing about that.
Exactly. I had a partner that told me once that said, man, I had fun. He, you know, he got locked up and went into the county. And, you know, he'd been in and out. But this one time, I guess, he went in with a bunch of his homeboys. You know, he got there and a bunch of his homeboys were in there. But then when he came out, he was like, man, we had fun up in there. And I'm just, like, thinking to myself, like, I guess I just wasn't on that level.
Yeah, I know I'm not on. I don't get where's the fun?
Exactly.
what is the fun? Just looking at sweaty. Well, maybe that might have been it. Looking at sweaty, hot, sticky men all day, every day.
Yep. Hey, you know? Yeah. That's not on my to do list. It's not on my bucket list. It ain't on no list that I have.
I have either. But I mean, you know how they always talk about the so called down low. I don't look at it as down low. I mean, I've never had a problem picking out folks that were gay. I just think that people don't understand it. I've always said it was in the eyes. You know, the rule, you know, the rules in our world is you can only stare at a dude for so long. There's only two reasons why you stare at a dude. You want to fuck him or you want to fight him. Ain't no middle ground there.
Yeah, it's either one or the other. Ain't no in between. I know what you mean.
Yeah, I mean, cause you know we go out and if some dudes is mad dogging you, you know it's on.
Yeah,
they won't shoot you for some reason.
They'd be like, man, that's the dude that stole my girl, or man, that's the dude that he punched me up in high school.
Right.
And hey, he's just trying to get some get back.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, and so, you know, I've never seen how people didn't get it. You know, the whole down low and the whole the church and all that. Yeah, I mean, you hang around church. I remember my son went to a church school. I was like, wow, it's a lot of gay dudes here.
Oh yeah.
It's an inordinate amount. I've said it. I'm saying it. I mean, you won't find gay dudes. You either go to jail or church. I don't know how many times I've said that, but that's where they at in the black community. Jail or church. That's where the majority are.
Hey, they got to be A. They got to be somewhere in
I mean, hey, think about it. We got the old Eddie Long, and you know what? Listening to the Aisha segment song, and she's talking about Eddie Long and the wig. You know, I was talking to one of my homies, and they're like, "Yeah, Eddie Long doesn't have hair," and I ain't understand if she's talking about the wig. I was like, "What wig?" But I guess that S curl that he has. That's a wig.
Okay.
So, yeah. I was like, wow, he's got an S curl wig.
Yeah. That's different.
Yeah. I mean, anyway, I'll stop talking about these dudes. They making my stomach hurt, my head hurt all of a sudden. Now, you know, we've been the whole Haiti situation. A lot of people not haven't been focused on it. I mean, obviously, out of sight, out of mind, ever since the earthquake. You know, we've moved on to things that are supposedly more important here, like our tax cuts, whatnot. But, you know, over in Haiti, they have an outbreak of cholera right now. And they're estimating that it's affecting or could affect about 650,000 people. And, you know, they have so much death going on over there. They're talking about the numbers of death have decreased down to, what, 3%? And I'm like, 3% of the population dying because there's no clean water is fucking shame. You think that with the world being, what, 70% water, that we'd be able to get some clean water to people. I mean, it's one of those things that we take for granted here, the whole clean water.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that with all the technology that we have, that we'd be able to donate a machine that would clean water for the people in Haiti so that they can have clean water, being that it is surrounded by water. If you had you build a desalination plant, and desalination is the process of converting salt water to drinking water. You think that, because they're talking about how there's $164 million that's supposed to be sent over there. Only 20% of it has actually gotten there, though. You think that with some of that money that they would just, like, instead of the money, give them some shit that they need? You know, hey, what good is money? You donate money to these organizations who never kick the shit down anyway. You know, I was looking at a little special where they were showing where the supplies, they haven't even been passing out the supplies to the people. They've been holding them because they're saying that the people get all up in arms because they get supplies and they want to know where the supplies are. I'm like, right. Isn't that the reason why you have supplies in the first damn place?
Exactly. That's what they need to survive. That's what they need, you know, to help them maintain an everyday lifestyle. And, yeah, and you also said a lot of times, you know, they donate this money and the money doesn't get to where it really needs to go. You know, it ends up in, you know, red tape or this or that, but eventually it ends up in somebody's pocket or somebody's bank account.
Yeah, like, you know, they have the election that they just had. And they're talking about how the elections were fraudulent, and nobody knows who's in charge there. And, you know, it's sad to me that Haiti still can't get no love. I mean, I know most folks is mad, and for people who don't know the history of Haiti, Haiti was the first country to have a successful colonial rebellion. They were the first colony to throw off the of slavery. And it seems like they've been paying for it ever since and will continue to pay. I don't know if they'll ever get the right treatment. But, you know, shout out to the people in Haiti. I mean, you pray for just clean water. Can they just get clean water?
At least that, because, you know, we're going over to other countries digging wells and, you know, we're helping them mine gold and diamonds and all of that stuff. It ain't nothing to go dig a well and, you know, get them some fresh water.
Yeah. Fresh water. That stuff that we take for granted. And on that note, our time is up here. I want to thank my man Black Steel for coming on the show. I want to thank the people who wrote in their comments to the Masnumu Drama Group. Big shout out to my people in Oklahoma, New York, and gosh, I'm gonna die. And on that note, Smooth Drama, Big Hugger, Black Steel, we out.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.